currently at the Community Five Church Village, where more than 1,000 residents who are residing in the area have been displaced by last night's downpour. And all the residents who have structures erected and they are residing in are bringing out their wares, including mattresses, fridges, chairs, their sofa, and then other personal belongings to them. Last night, because of the rains, they had no option than to sleep in the open space till this morning. And I managed to speak to some few people who said that for years the situation has been the same. Because they don't have enough money to relocate to other places, they have no option than to reside in this flooded area whenever the rainy season comes in. And it's so pathetic. According to some of the residents, they mentioned that the area is primarily earmarked for churches, but they have no option now than to stay in the area with the churches. And as we speak, the scene is very, very pathetic. Let's speak to some of the residents.
We are pleading with the government to do something about it. Actually, yesterday I didn't sleep here. I slept my friend's place. This is the major problem that we are facing here. So we are pleading with the government to do something about it.
But I understand this thing has been happening for years now.
Yes, please.
And why haven't you considered a relocation?
To relocate to a different place demands a lot. So I prefer to, manage the situation.
Lack of something, that's why we come settle here. But we can't live. We don't have money. Community Five Church Village.
You said Church Village. So I understand it's a place earmarked for churches. So why are you residing here?
Because we don't have any place to go. That's why we came here.
So how long have you been staying here?
I'm here almost 6 years now.
And you've been going through the same problem. Why haven't you relocated?
There's no money to find out. There is no money.
That was Edith Atiaka-Ishen reporting from the Community Five Church Village in Tema.